Hello, friends. Thank you for joining me again this week on the SOS Podcast. I'm your host, Carl. I hope you're all doing well. I gotta be honest, this week I was a little dry. I was kind of waiting for God to share something with me that I could share with you. I actually started thinking about whether I'm actually learning anything from God this week. It's kind of a crazy thing to think because, of course, on a daily basis, we should be learning from God. But what I try to talk about here is what He's doing in me at the moment. And so I started to question, you know, am I listening? Am I watching? Am I vigilant? Trying to see and hear what God is trying to share with me. And it's a little last minute, but I feel like He's brought something to my attention. You know, the devil, he's got three jobs, right? What does the Bible say he does? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And what's that first one? To steal. What is that? What is that? That stealing, that thievery that he does? Well, we know the reason he got booted out of heaven is because God put him in a position, a coveted position, a pretty high position. God made him beautiful, but that wasn't enough for him. He wanted God's position. He wanted God's glory. He wanted God's majesty. And why? Why would he think that he should be there? Why would he think that he should be in that position? Well, stealing and thievery really come down to entitlement. Someone decides, this is something that's not mine, something that doesn't belong to me, but for whatever reason, I feel like I should have it. Maybe it's something I can't afford, but you know what? If so-and-so can afford it, if so-and-so is good enough to be able to have this, then I'm good enough to be able to have this. You know, I used to have the same mentality when I was younger. We grew up with not too much. So asking my parents for things usually got the answer, no. So when I became an adult and I moved out and I had a job and made my own money, I felt like I was entitled to a lot of things that I never had growing up. I felt like it was my time. And even though I wasn't going to stores and stealing the things that I wanted, I mean, I was working for my money and then foolishly spending it on things I didn't need and couldn't afford, the same sentiment or feeling, they had the same root behind that action. I thought I was entitled to those things. You know, I was talking to someone in the last couple weeks in my life who expressed to me that he had a crush on a woman. And I said, oh, I said, well, you know, she's married. And he said, well, I would never do anything like that, you know. I mean, of course, unless she approached me. And I was pretty shocked to hear that. Not necessarily shocked to hear that from someone in the world, but honestly just shocked to hear that. And I thought, well, I didn't only think, I actually said, well, even if she approached you, you do realize she's someone else's wife. She has a husband and they belong to each other. And at no point does she belong to you. And at no point are you entitled to even entertain thoughts of that. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to steal. What do we want to do here on earth? Who do we want to act like? Whose behavior do we want to emulate? It's our Father. What does our Father do? Does he steal? No. Even Jesus, when he walked the earth, he didn't just take what he felt or what he knew he was entitled to, right? I mean, he was entitled to worship. He was entitled to honor. He was entitled to respect. The Son of God, God himself in the flesh walking the earth, was entitled to everyone's worship. He didn't get that. Did he force it? Did he take it? No. So what makes us think that we could possibly be so entitled to something that we're just gonna take it if it's not given to us? If we follow the example of Jesus Christ, what do we say? Well, for Jesus, the Father was enough. The Father's will was enough. He didn't act outside of God's will. He didn't think outside of God's will. He didn't pray outside of God's will. The Son followed what the Father commanded, what the Father desired, what the Father planned and purposed. And if that meant that Jesus, God incarnate, God Himself, the Son of God, would be poor, with one set of clothes and one dusty set of sandals, with no actual home to call his own, with no riches to speak of, then so be it. Of course, God would have been entitled to everything in the world, but that didn't matter. I think about the kinds of thievery that I've employed in little ways. Like when, let's say I had a job where you worked 8 hours and you got a half hour lunch and 2 15-minute breaks. But you know what? This job's really getting on my nerves. It's really oppressive. I'm going to take extra time. I'm going to take extra mental health time. So maybe instead of that half hour and those 2 15-minute breaks, I slacked off a little for 5 or 10 minutes there. I hung out for a couple minutes over here. When I got up to get my coffee, I walked extra slow, had a few conversations, because I'm working hard. I'm entitled to it. You know, there are little things like that we do to try to convince ourselves that we're not really doing anything wrong when we are. Because instead of following the example that our Savior set, that Jesus set, or the example that His Father sets, we follow the example of the enemy. There's a song that really speaks to our entitlement. It's called Give Me Jesus. It's a simple song, pretty much says the same thing over and over again. It says, you can have all this world, but give me Jesus. That's all I want. Think about that. The song is not just saying Jesus is all I need. It's saying Jesus is all I want. That's a little different. We can confess that He's all we need, yet we can covet everything we see around us in our hearts, right? We can still think, oh, that car, I should have that. That house, I should have that. That vacation, I should have that. That wife or husband, I should have that. That office, I should have that. We can think all of those things, even though we confess Jesus is all I need, because we still want and want and want. And that's what drives us to taking. But if we can change our hearts a little more, that we don't even want the things that other people would say, well, why wouldn't you want that? If we not only need Jesus, but simply want Jesus and just Jesus, if we understand exactly how much He offers, how could we want anything else? Our desire to have, our desire to possess, really should be born from an understanding of what's actually important and necessary to have and possess. What's critical? I mean, what's the greater thing? The greater thing, the greatest thing, is to have Christ. Everything else pales in comparison because everything else brings us only temporary fulfillment, only fake security. Jesus brings us eternal fulfillment and true security. Once we have that, how could we want anything else? Everything else that comes our way, we should be able to say, whatever, it doesn't matter. Nice house, broken down house, nice car, broken down car, six-figure job, barely making it through life, paying my bills, job. It shouldn't matter. It's about being satisfied, about being content, about understanding that we already have everything we could possibly need and want in our Lord. So why would we be out there chasing anything else? Yes, we should be productive in this life. Yes, God wants us to do everything with excellence. Yes, we should be educated. We should be working. We definitely aren't made to get saved and then just hang out and do nothing. What we're talking about here is a condition of the heart. Understanding who we are, what we have, what we need, and that we really are entitled to nothing. And that all of those things that distract us, all of those things we might be tempted to chase in this world, for the purposes of satisfaction in this world, satisfaction that only lasts while this world lasts, we need to understand that those things really are nothing. And we need to start asking ourselves whether they are worth our time, whether they are worth our effort and energy, whether they are worth our thoughts. Because we don't want to be taken to a place where we start to feel and think like we deserve those things and we're going to have them at all costs. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if God brings it my way. I'm entitled to it and I'm going to get it. Because that's what takes us to the point of taking. And we honestly shouldn't want to put our hands on anything God hasn't ordained for us. Father, we thank you, God, for provision. We thank you, God, for everything that you've given us. Lord, we want to say that we have renewed dedication. We confess that to you, God, a renewed dedication to your will, your purpose, your plan in our lives, God. What you have for us, we accept. What you don't have for us, we reject. Father, remove from us any feelings of entitlement, God. Any thoughts that would tell us we actually deserve certain things, Father. Father, we ask that you remove from us any covetousness, that we would not seek or desire the things of others, God, that you have gifted to them, but Father, that we'd be focused on your plan for us and submitting to that plan, God. Father, if we have any thoughts of taking that which does not belong to us, God, we just ask that you remove those thoughts in Jesus' name. If the enemy has devised any plans against us to get us to fall in this way, God, we ask, God, that you interrupt those plans. We speak against those plans in Jesus' name, God, and declare freedom from those attacks. Father, we confess we just need Jesus and we just want Jesus. And Father, we're open to any other blessings you have for us, God. We love you, and we can't wait to see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good day, and God bless.
Soul.